Zero India, Sierra Sierra, over. Yes, I was trying to call you on the Ericsson on Charlie 2. Did you get me? I'm ready, but now I am in DSM, unless I go back and switch to channel 1. But anyhow, I am now with the Kenwoods, so go ahead with the questions. Hey Daniel, it's a pleasure to hear you and hear all the Huntley people there in Canada. That's very good. We are doing a lot of research here in every crazy field, anything you can think of. And I am an engineer. My preferred one is the one that has to do with simulating the magma inside the earth. A little bit strange and crazy, but this is interesting to me. Over. Yes, Ellie, we do talk to them very often. We have a phone, we can call them when the satellite is available. And every week, every weekend, we actually have a video conference. Over. Edin, it's very difficult to cook here in space because we don't have a fire, we don't have flames. So we can only heat up some food that is already prepared. And essentially, we eat meals that already been cooked on the ground. It can be chicken, it can be meat, it can be vegetables, it can be fruits, all the usual things. Over. Hi Sophia, well it depends on what rockets you are using. Normally if we take the Soyuz rockets, today in about 6 hours we are on the space station. Over. Well Charlie, every day we do 2 hours of physical fitness. We run on a treadmill and we have a kind of a weight machine. We prepare ourselves to get back to gravity. But it's complicated and it will be interesting. Over. Hi Kaylee, the space station is controlled normally from the ground via radio commands, and we have gyroscope that can twist and turn the station in space, or we have little rockets and we can fire those rockets to move the station around. Over. Ethan, today we stay in space about 6 months, 5 to 6 months, but one American astronaut and one Russian astronaut just recently stayed almost a year, and the record is from a Russian astronaut who stayed 16 months. Over. Almedin, this question is very interesting. Outside it's very cold or very hot, depending if you are looking at the sun or not. If you are at the sun and stay there, you can go up as 150, 200 degrees. And if you are staying on the cold, no sun, it can be very, very cold, minus 100, 150 degrees. And then we have spacewalk suits, mini spacecraft. They have a system in there to keep us warm. Over. Hi Madeline, we do have a vehicle, a supply vehicle about every 3 weeks or every month, and it brings water, air, it brings supplies, experiments, a lot of things. Most of the air, most of the oxygen is brought from the ground, but we have a machine and equipment that is able to recycle air and recycle even water. Over. Yes, and the first thing that you need to do is to have a technical degree, at least this is what is required today. And then you go through a basic training, about 2, 3, or 4 years of basic training to learn a lot of things that are not normal. And then you still have to do another 2, 3, or 4 years of mission training. So it's a long process. Over. Simran, actually no. I mean, it's an isolated and confined place. I miss being on the ground. I miss my family. I miss being able to do what I want. But it's a very enjoyable experience and very unique. So I don't regret it. Over. Yeah, but we don't. The meaning that we know how the toilet works and all the details, but you actually can use it only when you come here in zero gravity, so you learn it on the job. Over. And Alexia, yes, I think so. I think being here and looking at the Earth from far away, viewing the entire globe, changes the view. And I think you understand how we are all humanity, and we should work all together to make a better world and continue in our exploration. Over. And Samuel, I think everybody is different, but I think it's from one side it's a very happy moment because you're going back to Earth and you can really the things that you do normally. From the other side, it's a little bit of a sad moment because it's actually very pleasurable to be up here working with interesting and useful things, playing Spider-Man, flying around like there is no gravity. But it feels good. It feels that you have accomplished something, and it's very nice. Over. Yes, it was a pleasure, and it is a pleasure talking to you. I'm looking forward to be able, maybe possibly, to come and visit you in person. That will be really interesting and a new experience for me, because I can give you